A breakthrough innovation is different. These are innovations, typically within a specific sector or area of endeavor, that represent a big quantum leap that puts the new device, idea, or practice way ahead of everything else that exists. In the commercial world, the iPhone represented a breakthrough innovation, not only because it was easier to use than its competitors, but because it did things the competitors couldn't do well or at all. Sure, cell phones already existed, many of which had texting capabilities. Some devices even allowed users to play music or surf the internet, although awkwardly and with some frustration. The iPhone combined some of these functions into one device and made it easy to use. It combined computing power, multiple functions, and ease of use. Once Apple added a camera and a few other capabilities, the iPhone began to replace other devices and became the one must-have tool for modern digital life. Education is a highly regulated environment, so sometimes it's hard to find a breakthrough innovation. One is the widespread use of iPads and other similar technology to replace textbooks. While that is not without its problems, it does change things pretty dramatically. Over the long run, iPads are cheaper than textbooks, and the content can be easily updated and revised. These devices present highly interactive information, allow students to do their own research, and encourage them to produce authentic, high-quality products that integrate visual, audio, and written content. Compared to taking notes from a 15-year-old textbook, this is quite a breakthrough.